Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council postponed many resolutions, including resolution number 2023-40, 2023-41, and 2023-42. These resolutions were authorizing construction agreements and corresponding purchase orders for various road repair projects, including North Willis Street, First Avenue Roadway, and an array of miscellaneous roadway projects. City Manager Terry Eubank outlined the need for postponement.
So last Thursday, the city was bid day for these for the next three resolutions, these three road projects. Bids were received for Willow Street here, the first 2023-40. We received two competing bids. For resolution 2023-41, 42, we received a single bid for each of those. The administration, I can tell you, all three bids exceeded our available budget and exceeded our engineers' estimates for cost of construction on those projects. The administration is still in the process of reviewing those bids and our available funding and charting the path forward. I would request postponement of resolution 2023-40, 41, and 42 until the second meeting here in June, at which time the administration will have the recommended path forward and any additional legislation that will be necessary to fund these projects before council and award at that meeting.
Councilmember Alex Donathan asked for a ballpark figure of the overage to the current budget. Eubank responded.
I don't have by individual job. I can tell you that in total, as bid right now, we would need about an additional $330,000 total for the three projects in order to award and administer them. Each of those does contain a bit of contingency in them already. It was part of the bid, but based on those bids, we're $330,000 short at this point in time.
The three resolutions were postponed until the next Kenai City Council meeting on June 21st. The Alaska State Troopers released details on Tuesday on the death of a Soldotna man that occurred last week. Alaska State Troopers were notified that an adult male had been shot in the Soldotna area on June 6th at around 9 p.m. Troopers responded and located 43-year-old Soldotna resident Sean Perry, deceased from a gunshot wound. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation Soldotna Major Crimes Unit took case responsibility. At this time, everyone involved in the incident has been contacted by investigators. Next of kin has been notified, and Perry's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy. The investigation is active and ongoing. Chugach Electric Association has signed a shared services agreement with Hillcorp Alaska that will result in improved operational efficiencies and provide significant cost reductions associated with the operation of the Beluga Power Plant and the Beluga River Unit gas field. Chugach and Hillcorp are joint owners of the BRU, where Chugach has two-thirds working interest. As the two companies work together to optimize efficiencies at the Beluga site, they will now share services on the west side of Cook Inlet. Going forward, the companies will share equipment such as cranes, loaders, and warehouse space, lodging and catering for camp staff, and barging services to and from Beluga. This agreement is a continuation of our joint efforts to increase efficiencies in the operations at Beluga, said Chugach CEO Arthur Miller. The efficiencies realized through the shared services and the elimination of duplication ultimately results in lower electric rates for our members. The agreement finalized on June 3rd is expected to result in savings to Chugach of over $700,000 a year. Both the Beluga Power Plant and the BRU gas field are located on the west side of Cook Inlet near Tyonek. The power plant provides reserve and peaking generation capacity with six natural gas-fired, simple-cycle gas turbine generators. The BRU gas field is operated by Hillcorp. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.